Father, we want to thank you this morning. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor, adoration, majesty belong unto you. Thank you, God, for keeping us. Thank you, God, for all those hearing all this morning. And Lord, I thank you, God, on their behalf for all that you have done for them, for their families. Lord, I give you the glory because I know you are still at work in their lives. And Lord, thank you, Father, Lord, because you will keep them. And Lord, you will preserve their lives, even their family, all their children, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray this morning as your word is coming forth, I pray that, Father, everyone that will hear shall be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. And I ask for the hands of God upon your life, that God will turn things around for good for you in the name of Jesus Christ. That at the end, that will make heaven. Thank you, Father, Lord, in Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. I'm so much happy to meet with you this morning again. And I thank God for, you know, our preservation. Thank God for, you know, his goodness and his mercies over our life. To him be all the glory, honor, adoration, and majesty in the name of Jesus Christ. I hope I meet you well. Please help me to tell somebody there that Church on Air is on this channel going on right now. And that, you know, all of us should come together to hear the undiluted word of God that is able to save our soul. Last week, by the grace of God, we were talking on God's purpose for man. And that one, you know, make us to come to justification, you know, and we look at the justification that, you know, justification means just as if you have never sinned. And, you know, we look at the basis of justification, that Christ is our righteousness, and also that Christ's perfect obedience granted all justification, and also that Christ's death on the cross is so meaningful to us. We look at the manner of justification that, you know, we did not earn it by our own obedience, but by the obedience of Christ. We receive it as God's gift of grace, you know, and that justification can be received by repenting and when we have faith through God. All those things we looked at last week, you know, and today we are going forward to sanctification. You know, don't forget we are talking on God's purpose for man. Number one, God's purpose is that, you know, when we are yet sinner, Christ died for us. And so it brought us to justification. Then the next one is sanctification. I pray this morning, as you are going to hear this word, it will bring blessings for you. It will make you to prepare your life to live, you know, a sin-free life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sanctification. Sanctification. I am sure you've been hearing that word. And it looks strange to you. Or you might say, no, it doesn't belong to our own religion. It belongs to some people. No, you know, every child of God must be sanctified. You know, Jesus Christ even says, sanctify them by your word. Your word is truth. So sanctification experience is so important for every child of God. Now, let's start to talk now. What is sanctification? Sanctification is that Christian to be free from the power of sin and to be set apart for God's use. That is sanctification. Sanctification is a Christian to be free from the power of sin. That is, sin doesn't have dominion over you again. Are you seeing that? All those petty sins that used to sin, you have overcome them. Are you following me now? It shows that, you know, what you are going through when you are still in the world, before you give your life to Jesus, all those sins are no longer part of you. You know, I told you, Bible says, you know, anyone that is in Christ, all things has passed away. All things has become new. So a man that is sanctified, a woman that is sanctified, is free from the power of sin and also to be set apart for God's use. Can you see now? And I pray that that will be your own portion this morning. You know, God will give you grace. You will reign over sin, according to the book of Romans chapter 6, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, what is the goal? What is the goal of sanctification? Why is sanctification so important? Number one, let's go to Romans. Romans chapter 8, and let us read verse 29. Romans chapter 8, verse 29.
For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
So number one goal of sanctification is for us to be conformed to the image of his son. You know, to look like Jesus. You can't be like Jesus outside sanctification. You understand now? So it means that for you to carry the image of Christ, you must be sanctified. So to be conformed, you know, to look like, to behave like, to talk like Jesus, you know, that is why you need sanctification. And, you know, once, you know, you look like Christ, I tell you, you'll be like him. You know, because you have his DNA. Hallelujah. Also, when we look at the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, 1 Peter chapter 1, let's see verse number 15. 1 Peter 1, 15.
But as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation.
Now, can you see now? That is the goal. You know, the goal of sanctification is to make you holy. Hallelujah. Now, you know, people are telling you that, no, it's not achievable. Who is saying that? You know, you say, no, in this world, you know, this world is full of darkness. Uh-huh. The darker the cloud, the brighter the light. Hear me? In this cloudy environment, you must shine them on. So the Bible says, but as he which has called you is holy. You know, as God who has called you from the world, God who has called you from, you know, from all the past life you have lived is holy. The Bible now says, so be ye holy in what? In all manner of what? Of conversation. All manner. In all your doings, in all your actions, God is demanding holiness. You know, God wants you to be holy. So don't say that, no. It's not possible. Excuse me, it is possible. You know, holiness is achievable. Now, let's see that 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16 also, yes.
Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy.
God said, God is commanding us. You know what he said? He said, be ye holy. That brother listening to me this morning, that sister listening to me this morning, God said to you, because it is written in Leviticus chapter 11, verse 44 and 45. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. God was speaking to saints, you know, Old Testament saints. You know, when Jesus has not come, when Jesus has not died, that they should be holy. How much more that we, that Jesus came, shed his holy blood upon us and purify us. Let's read that place, Leviticus 11, 44 and 45.
For I am the Lord your God. Ye shall therefore sanctify yourself, and ye shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall ye defy yourself with any manner of creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. For I am the Lord that bringeth you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. Ye shall therefore be holy, for I am holy.
Can you see what God is saying this morning? He's telling us, look, I am the one that brought you up out of the land of Egypt. You know, he has brought you out from your sinful life. He has brought you out from that lifestyle before. So you must be holy. Can you see now? God is calling us this morning to holiness, you know, and he wants you to hear him. He wants you to agree with him that this holiness is achievable. Hallelujah. Now, see what he said in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. Yes.
What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye are of God, and ye are not your own?
Excuse me, you are not your own. You know, your body is the temple of God. You are carrying Jesus around. Can you carry God, you know, in a defined body? You know, I asked somebody, if I come to your house, can you serve me with a dirty plate? She said no. Now, if you cannot serve me with a dirty plate, so you must not serve God in a filthy body. Filthy body. Can you see now? So the problem is that you are yet to know that Jesus demands this from you. You know, you are following the word. Now, he says that what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you? So God dwells in you. You know, God is in you. And that is the reason why you should be holy. Now, read verse 20, it says,
for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
Your body is God's, not for you. Excuse me, don't say, I am the owner of my body. I can do what I like. You know, I'm the owner of my life. I can do what I like with my... Excuse me, that life is a borrowed life. They borrowed you. And when the owner of the life will come one day to take it, you can't question him. You can't say, why do you take my life? You know, you will use yourself being dead and you are in heaven or in hell. Can you see now? So, all these are the purpose of sanctification, you know, that to say that we are of God and that we are carrying God. He said, ye are bought with a price. And what is that price? That price is the precious blood of Jesus. You know, that is the ransom paid by God, by Jesus, to make us holy. So when you are saying holiness is unachievable, you are saying that the death of Christ on the cross is nothing to you. And you know what? It will be something to you. Now, let's see 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21. 2 Timothy, because in this study this morning, I am going to give you scriptures, you know, and I want you to know more about this sanctification and to live by it, to break the power of sin in your life and to conform, to live in conformity with Christ. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21.
If a man therefore purge himself from this, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and made for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work.
Can you see? Now that is why if you want to be set apart for God's use, you know, because sanctification is to be set apart for God's use. That is why everything that you bring to the God's house has to be sanctified. Can you see now? When you bring something, no matter the thing you say, I'm giving this thing to God, the first thing that the priest of God will do is to sanctify that material. That is, to be sanctified means to dedicate it for God's use. You know, God is telling us, says, you too, you are a material for God. God wants to use you, but God cannot use unholy things. Can you see now? God wants to send you forth. God wants to lay hands upon you, but God cannot lay hands upon a filthy life. And that is why you need to do a turnaround. You know, he said, if a man therefore purge himself from this, from what now? From useless life, from adulterous life, from filthy life, from, you know, those lives that the devil controls. If a man therefore purge himself from this, he shall be a vessel unto honor. Excuse me, you need to purge yourself. You know, you need to purge yourself from sin for God to lay hands upon you to use you. You want God to use you like all the big pastors, big ministers you are hearing? The problem, they sanctify their life. You know, Bible says, you shall be a vessel unto honor if you purge yourself. God will use you unto honor, sanctify, and meet for the master's use. Prepare for every good work. May that be your portion this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Are you under satanic convenant or curses? Is your life full of delay or no accomplishment at all? Join Reverend David Onanuga and Crush the Devil program every Friday by 10 a.m. at Christian Dominion Network Ministries International, behind Daptop Oil and Gas, Rock City Avenue, Acero, Abeokuta. Come and experience God's power. Jesus is Lord.
Oh, welcome back in the name of Jesus. I'm giving God the glory this morning because we are sharing on the issue of sanctification, God's purpose for man. God's purpose for you is to live a life that is free from the power of sin. If truly you are a Christian, you have been given, you know, dominion over sin, you know, and also you are prepared for God. So in the first section, we have talked about the goal of sanctification. We have seen that it is to you to look like Christ. We have seen that, you know, it is for you to be holy, you know, and so now, how can we effect sanctification? You know, how can we effect sanctification? Let's see the Bible in the book of Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13. Yes.
In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise.
Hallelujah. So, for sanctification to be effective, you need a seal of the Holy Spirit. You need the grace of the Holy Spirit. Holy Ghost must be your help. It says, in whom, you know, ye have trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth. The word of truth is the word of God, that the gospel of your salvation, that's the word of truth, in whom also after that ye believed, you are sealed with the Holy Ghost. of promise. So now, for you to live, you know, the life of sanctification, you need the power of the Holy Spirit. Are you following me now? Now, without the Holy Spirit, you can never be empowered. So Holy Ghost is the power of God in you that makes you to say, this I should not do, this I should do. So Holy Ghost in you, you know, is the power of grace, you know. So we, he said, you are sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. And to be sealed means to be owned by God. You know, he's saying that your life now is owned by God. It's not owned by the devil. Your life now is owned, you know, by the power of God and not the power of the devil. Hallelujah. So you are owned by God. Can you see now? You are owned by God. Sanctification makes you to be owned by God. By what? By the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, every product has maker. You know, because now that God has made you, you belong to God. You are a product of the Holy Spirit. You are a product of God. Hallelujah. You belong to God, and God wants to reign through you. Now, in 1 Peter chapter 1, 1 Peter chapter 1, can we see verse number 2 there? You know, those things that affect, you know, sanctification. Yes.
Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied.
Oh, hallelujah. So we can see that, you know, sanctification comes from the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So one thing that affects sanctification is, you know, the Spirit and also the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh my God, the blood of Jesus. Because you have never seen a child being born in the hospital without, you know, blood coming forth. Can you see now? So, for you to be sanctified, you know, apart from the power of the Holy Spirit, you must also be cleansed by what? By the blood of Jesus. You see, the blood of Jesus has the power to remove every pollution from your life. The blood of Jesus is the blood of sanctification. Can you see now? So you need this blood to purify your soul. You know, that's why you plead that blood upon yourself. And when the blood of Jesus upon you, it separates you from every unclean power. Hallelujah. So now you cannot ask the question now, what is my own part? What is my own part in this area of sanctification? What is my plan? Now let's go to Ephesians chapter 4. What is my plan? Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 down to 24. Yes.
That ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness.
Hallelujah. Now, can you see what Bible is saying there? He said, you, what you need to do, you must put off the old man. Who is the old man? That is the Adamic life. That is the fallen life. That is the sinful life. You know, you must put it off. God will not help you to put it off. You will determine your mind. It's like that day that I said I will not take, you know, this carbonated water again. Carbonated drink. You know, it's like that thing has possessed me. I can't do it without a day taking this carbonated drink. You know what happened one day? I took a bottle of that drink and I said, you this drink, today I reject you. You can't kill me. You can't destroy my life because me and you didn't come to this for the same time. Therefore, I cancel your effect in my life. That is how the God delivered me from all this carbonated drink you drink. You know, and since that day, I've not put my mouth on any one of them. So also in the area of sanctification, you have to make that declaration. You this old man in me, you this lie in me, you this fitness in me, you this adultery in me, today I reject you. Today I come against you. So he said, you know, he said that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. You know, the old man makes you to lust. And anyone that lust will get lust. Anyone that lust, anyone that L-U-S-T will get L-O-S-T. So, you know, he said, put it off and then be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You know, you must be renewed. And, you know, so he said, now you now put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and in holiness. So, you know, you must put on the new man, which is Christ. And he was telling us, be ye angry and sin not, oh, don't steal, oh, you know, don't do this and that. Don't allow corrupt community to proceed out of your mind. So you have a rule. You must put on, you know, the new man, and you must take away the old man. Also, in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Romans chapter 12, verse number 1. Yes.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Now, you are to present your body. It is you. You see, Christ, now, you must pray your body. How do you pray your body now? You must present it, you know, a living sacrifice unto God. You know, when you make sacrifice to God in those days, they don't use animals that has blemish. Probably the eyes is, you know, is faulty, or the ear is bleeding. No, they use an animal that is old. Now, Bible now says that, you see, we should present our bodies a living sacrifice. You know, a living sacrifice is a sacrifice without sin. Can you see now? Say, only acceptable to God, which is your living sacrifice. So, if you present your body without holiness, God will not take, you know, it's not a reasonable service. For you to give God a reasonable service, it must be a service without sin. Can you see now? You know, you can't be bringing money to church and yet you are an armed robber. You can't be bringing money to church and yet you are an harlot. No, God will not accept it for you. You can't be bringing money to church and yet you do people. You know, you are a 419 or you are all these people, the court, people in the court. No, God will never accept, you know, that offering. What the reason? Just because God doesn't take money that, you know, that is not from, you know, his own heart. You understand that? So he said, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. Can you see what you need to do? So in sanctification, you need to do something. You know, in justification, you don't do anything because it is conferred on you. Justification, immediately you just give it out to Jesus, you are justified. You know, but in sanctification, you have roles to do. You have things to do, which I'm telling you. Okay, let me give you this last one, what to do. In Ephesians chapter 4, let us read verse number 30. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. Yes.
And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption.
Wow. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. You know, don't talk against the Holy Spirit. Don't make the mockery of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So, he said, do not grieve the Holy Spirit whereby ye are sealed. Don't forget, I have told you that Holy Spirit is a seal upon your life. Holy Spirit shows ownership. When you hear of sealing, it shows ownership. When you have a product, you put your seal upon him. That is to say, you are the owner of that product. God is your owner. And he has sealed you off. Hallelujah. Now, let us find out the result of sanctification in a believer's life. What is now the result of sanctification in the life of a Christian? Let's see Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23. The result of sanctification in a believer's life. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Yes.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law.
Wow. Now, it shows that, you know, the result of sanctification is the fruit of the Spirit. So, the more of the fruit of the Spirit you have, the more of Jesus you look like. What makes you to look like Jesus is what? The fruit of the Spirit. So, he said, you know, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. So, when you grow in the fruit of the Spirit, you are growing in Christ. I commit to God that the power of his sanctification will rest upon you, that God will transform you, that today the power of sin is broken in your life in the name of Jesus. I will see you tomorrow in church. I am sure that you would like to fellowship with us, you know, at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, and the Lord will bless you mightily. Thank you so much. God be with you in Jesus' name.
for free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927, 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me, in Jesus' name, amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for our Free Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our Books and various topics. Join us in our Family Life and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.